Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning with humble hearts, with hungry hearts. Lord, we want to see you. We want to see you in every aspect of our lives. We thank you so much, Lord, for all you've done for us. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for helping us to know that we are absolutely nothing without you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to share with our lives, to share the Word of God, to share our hopes and our fears, perhaps. Lord, we want to be open and transparent before you, that we might give everything we have, everything we are, to you. Now, Lord, we just ask that you lead us this morning. Help us to put our 100% undivided attention into your voice this morning. When a brother or a sister preaches or teaches this morning, Lord, I want all ears to be on you. Lord, give us the words to say. Please direct this call. Lord, we want more. We want more of you. We want stronger faith. We want more confidence. We want our friends, those we love that don't know you, we want them to know you. We want to be a brighter light. We want to be salt. We want to yield to your every leading, that your will be done, not ours. Lord, your will is good and perfect and pleasing. Transform us today, that we are not the same people when we get off this call as when we got on. To be forever changed, Lord, so we might look just a little more like you. That someone might look at us and say, hey, there's something special about Brooke. There's something special about that Pastor Jeff guy. I don't know, he seems to be just too excited for negative 10 degree weather. And Lord, I praise you for my brothers and sisters. And I thank you so much for this opportunity to share and just to be a part of this morning. In Jesus' name. So as you're led by the Holy Spirit, guys, just I want you to pray now. However the Spirit puts on you, whatever concerns or anything that's on your mind, pray.
Father, I thank you. First and foremost, we come before you, Lord. As your children, we love you, we adore you, we worship you. And Father, if there's anything that we've done wrong, we confess our sins to you. Lord, we love you so much. We want no separation. We know that you always love us no matter what, that we have renewed grace, a renewed love from you, that every day we wake up, Lord God, just praising you, thanking you for our devotion this morning, thanking you, Father God, that each and every day that we can just reach out and you're always there. Lord, as we die today, to ourselves, to our word, to our will, to our own wisdom, we allow you, Lord Jesus, not only to be our Savior, but to be the Lord of our life, to sit on the throne room of our hearts, our souls, and our mind, to be so full of you. Holy Spirit, we beg for a fresh and powerful anointing so that we walk around not as the usual, you know, Christian I am, I go to church on Sunday, but to be on fire, to be so in love with you, Lord, that there's a glow that permeates from inside out, that people are wondering, what is it about this person? That when we mention your name, we want people, as cool as it is to talk about the Super Bowl, as cool and hip as it is to talk about the artists and the things that are happening, Lord, we want people to understand how cool and incredible and awesome it is to talk about you.
Yes.
Because we're so in love with you. We thank you for this phone line. I thank you for the effort of this man who loves you so much. I love him, Lord. I never met him. I never met him, Lord God, but I love Brother Larry. Just something about him, Lord, that I see you. I see you, Lord. Lord, help him with his job. Help him, Lord God. Open doors, financial freedom, Lord God. We claim victory, what you accomplished, Lord Jesus. What you accomplished. Not Larry, not Jeff, not Brooke. You, Jesus. We claim that in our life, from the supernatural to the natural, by faith, Lord. As you overcame, so shall we. So, Father God, we claim financial blessings upon Brother Larry and his family. I speak blessings into each and every one on this prayer line, Lord. That you will shake us up, move us, rattle us, turn us upside down. That, Lord, we will leave ever before. Hungry, thirsting for your righteousness. Lord, help us every day. Touch lives, that it's no longer about Brooke or Larry or Jeff. It's about you, Jesus, and how we can share your love, your compassion, your gospel for others. We're already taken care of. We this is not our home. We're going to be with you. We know that without a doubt. Our spirits, the Holy Spirit testifies to our spirits that we belong to you. So it's no longer about what we need. You've taken care of our needs and even some of our desires and wants. Lord, right now we want to bless you. We want to bless you, Lord. You take care of us all the time. Every morning we wake up, we got a smile on our face because we claim the joy of the Lord is our strength and that we claim the peace of you, Lord Jesus. But Lord, we want to go forth as your soldiers, your ambassadors, your warriors, your conquerors. Go forth into this world to share the love of Christ. There's nothing like your love, Lord Jesus. Nothing. So thank you, Father God, for this prayer line. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to talk about your word, that we may discuss it as family. We are all family here, all part of the body of Christ. We thank you. We love you. We adore you. We worship you. You are so awesome, so incredible, and so beautiful. Thank you, Lord, for this day and for this prayer line and for this Bible study. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Larry, Andy Smith just got on, in case you were wondering. Join a little late, as I said I would.
Thanks, Andy. Father, how good it is to be drawn together again, to spend time with you, to spend time with each other, to dig into your word, have you speak to us, and help us to become better examples of you, better followers of you. Bless this time now. We'll be taken into your word, Father. Open our ears to hear what you would have to say to us today, our eyes to see what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.